Senate Majority Leader said in a written statement that they would responsibly and transparently investigate all issues that potentially compromise a safe and respectful workplace. State prosecutors also addressed that reporter slapping incident today. The Alaska Office of Special Prosecutions won't pursue charges against Senator Wilson for the May incident. In a letter today to Juneau Police, Chief Assistant Attorney General Andrew Peterson wrote, "It is unlikely the state will be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Wilson acted with a specific intent to harass or annoy hers." That's the standard for determining harassment in the second degree. Peterson wrote, in part, "This doesn't imply Senator Wilson's conduct is not of concern," but went on to say the resources needed for prosecution is disproportionate to the conduct. Hers recorded audio of the slap. Wilson says he wants to put the incident behind him.
"We have much more pressing matters at the state. I never had any ill will, malicious intent, or intentions toward Mr. Hertz. I respect him as a journalist. And I hope that we can continue on with a professional relationship, as I feel, since we are so secluded in Juneau, I feel journalists down there have one of the key voices to the people of Alaska to help disseminate the information that happens in Juneau."
The Senate has not taken any public action in response to the slap. The incident occurred on May 2nd. Hers had asked Wilson about a story Hers had written. It was about a bill Wilson proposed that would end a program that distributes grants to some Matanuska-Susitna Borough social service agencies.